has made a deal. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pled guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in George Floyd's death.
In exchange, a second charge against Lane is dropped. Two other former officers, J. Alexander King and Tu Tao, who along with Lane were found guilty in a federal case of violating Floyd's civil rights, still face trial in the state charges next month. Former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22.5 years in prison in the state case last year and still awaits sentencing in the federal case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. President Biden invoking the Defense Production Act to get baby formula back on store shelves.
I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most.
The act requires supplies of formula manufacturers to fulfill orders from those companies before other customers. The president has also authorized the Defense Department to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies that meet federal guidelines from overseas to the U.S. More than 24 hours after polls closed in Pennsylvania, the Republican Senate primary remains too close to call. Dr. Mehmet Oz has a slim lead.
If the final margin of victory is half a percentage point or less, an automatic recount will be triggered. The recount must start by May 26th and end by June 7th.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Bucks County. A third of Americans should consider putting a mask back on. That's the message from the CDC as COVID cases are going up again, and it warns it could get worse in the coming months. Right now, about a third of the population lives in areas that are considered at higher risk, mostly in the Northeast and Midwest. Those are areas where people should already be considering wearing masks indoors. But CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says Americans in other parts of the country should take notice. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York State is looking to crack down on not only white supremacist views that lead to deadly violence, but also the avenues that can spread it.
At a Wednesday news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said racist views that can lead to violence can many times be spread via online posts and chat rooms.
In 2022, that's how radicalization is occurring, through the social media echo chamber.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James says her office will investigate social media outlets that had a part in spreading the Buffalo Gunman's manifesto and allowing the killing of Buffalo residents to be streamed. In a statement, James said her hope is to shine a spotlight on their participation, not letting it go without consequence. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Google says its Russian subsidiary is planning to file for bankruptcy because it can't pay staff and suppliers. Russian state media reports the company said in a press statement the seizure of Google's Russia bank account has made it untenable for its Russian office to function, including employing Russia-based employees and paying suppliers and vendors. New details emerging from the detention of a WNBA all-star on drug charges.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price vented frustration during his press briefing over current negotiations for the release of Brittney Griner.
It is unacceptable that for the third time in a month, Russian authorities have denied an embassy visit to Brittany Griner.
Griner's last visit from U.S. officials came last Friday, appearing to be in good condition as can be. The Phoenix Mercury star designated as wrongfully detained amid drug trafficking allegations that have kept her in custody in Russia since February.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Price says sporadic contact with a detainee in a foreign country may be in violation of the Vienna Convention, which requires a country that arrests a foreign national access to their consulate. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.